It is the best of times. It is the worst of times. Perhaps you've read that sentence or one just like it in a novel. Well, President Obama gave us his own version yesterday in a speech at Georgetown University in Washington. Times are tough, he said. Then he talked about seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
There's no doubt that times are still tough. By no means are we out of the woods just yet. But from where we stand, for the very first time, we're beginning to see glimmers of hope. And beyond that, way off in the distance, we can see a vision of an America's future that is far different than our troubled economic past.
So, which one is it? Have we seen the worst of times, or is that yet to come? Is it better to get the bad news straight without any sort of coating on it? Maybe something along the lines of what President Carter gave us in what came to be known as his malaise speech in 1979.
This cannot be an inspirational speech tonight. I don't expect much applause. It's a sober and a difficult presentation.
And indeed, in time, he did not get much applause. And that was very different from all those sunny side up speeches from Ronald Reagan. What is the best way to cope emotionally and stay on an even keel in turbulent economic times? And for that, we are joined by Annie McKee, founder of the global consulting firm Teleios Leadership Institute. Dan Ariely is still with us as well. Let me start with you, Annie McKee. First of all, welcome. And tell me, should the president of the United States be telling us how to feel about the economy? Does that work?
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for having me on today. It's an interesting question about whether our president should be telling us how to feel. I think most of us out here know how we feel. We're scared. We're panicked. Some of us have lost our jobs, our homes, our cars. We have no idea what's coming down the pike. You know, for maybe the first time in our lives, we can't predict the future with respect to our own livelihood and the economy of our nation. It doesn't look good. But most of us know deep in our hearts that what gets us through times like this is hope. I mean, think about it. If you've had a tragedy in your life, if you've had something really bad happen, you wake up in the morning and you feel despair and you feel sadness and you feel grief. What gets you out of bed is getting past that by thinking about the future.
And is that hope something that's meant to come from the leader of the country?
I think it's partly the responsibility of all of us who lead people to inspire the people who depend on us with a realistic vision of the current state, which I believe President Barack Obama is doing, but also give us a vision of where we might go. And by the way, I don't think that vision of an America that's very different than the one we've known is all that comforting, because we are going to be living a different lifestyle. We're going to have to give things up. We're going to live simpler. We're going to have smaller, slower cars. You know, all of those things are in our future, and they're not going to be easy. You know, neurologically speaking, there are certain states of mind that give us strength, that allow us to literally open our minds, think more clearly, be more creative, be more innovative, be more resilient, and the state of hope is one of those. So whether a message of hope comes from Barack Obama or our local mayor or, you know, our mothers or fathers or our friends or our relatives, it's got to come from somewhere, because it's what's going to get us through.
Although, Annie McKee, it seems to me that at this particular point, the hope is coming from Americans who want this new president to succeed. It doesn't seem to me that Barack Obama necessarily is the source of hope. He's the beneficiary of hope.
Could be. He certainly had that, you know, the very clear message, you know, as long as 2 years ago and even further back, that this is the platform he's going to stand on. And in fact, little did we know how badly we'd need it. I don't think we should rely on President Obama or anybody else to fill us up. We need to do this ourselves. Sure, it's great to hear that there is a glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel. I sure hope there is. But I think between now and when we see that light, it's going to get a lot worse. So we've got to find our own source of hope.
And you said it was a clear message from the beginning. My take on it is that, in fact, what the president is now giving us is a bit of a mixed message. Jimmy Carter, as disastrous as that speech turned out to be, at least kept his message clear. Are you at all concerned that the American public is going to be confused about this? I mean, he said we're not out of the woods yet, and yet, essentially, my words, not his, go spend your money. We need you to spend your money. Which one are we supposed to be thinking about?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think it is a mixed message in the economy right now, frankly. I don't think there is certainty.
And what should the leader of the country be doing? Is that mixed message a good idea in what is a very fragile and an uncertain economic time? Or should it be a Ronald Reagan-esque, come on, guys, you know, it's the best of times?
Well, it isn't the best of times. And anybody who says that would look like a fool. The reality is we're in a period that none of us truly understand. I mean, we can blame the certain, you know, the economic situation on the credit crisis, et cetera. I think it goes deeper than that. I think it goes back decades. And, you know, sort of over time, we in the United States and elsewhere in the world have learned to basically build our house on a pile of sand, as
the president said
yesterday.
Absolutely.
Change.
Annie McKee, founder of the global consulting firm Teleios Leadership Institute, joining us from Philadelphia. Thank you so much. And
we
should also point out consumer confidence still very low in this country, even though people think the economy is getting better. John,
the solution to everything is to spend more money, whether it's 9/11 or
you get a mixed
economy.
Message or a clear message from this.
You know, I think it is personal, and that's got to be where the clarity is. Thanks, Lynn.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.